We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Shock!
Can you dig it?
A little closer
bad.
There, Chris. Good
close.
Job, buddy.
Oh.
I feel so strange because I have to start so early to try to make it link up.
Well, I'm glad it worked. You got to get that some brand name cellular service, and then it won't be the timing won't be off.
I think it's a 2 or 3 second delay you guys have there.
Oh,
I think
you
have a little something to do with it.
It could be it. All right. So you heard that soundbite there. I hope. Where this was somebody with the president's campaign saying that they suspect the Biden people are going to try to find some last-minute escape to keep him from debating President Trump. You think that's the case?
I think that's definitely the case, especially since a New York Times editorial columnist wrote a column yesterday about why do we need debates. I think if Joe Biden and his campaign tried to get out of the debates, it would be an absolute disaster. As you know, Mark, most people make up their minds a lot. Well, let's put it this way. A lot of people make up their minds on who they're going to choose to be president based on debate performances. And I think this is just something Biden could not get away with, not doing these debates.
Yeah, well,
no way.
I hope not. I really do. You know, you got an interesting piece in Red State right now. Talking about the vice presidential pick. I mean, lots of names have been thrown around out there. They were floating Tammy Duckworth the last couple of days. They've got Karen Bass apologizing for her love fest with dictator Fidel Castro. You got Kamala Harris over here. You got Susan Rice over there. But you don't think it's going to be any of them.
I don't. And I think the person that you have to look at in all of this is House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn. He's the man in South Carolina that basically resurrected Joe Biden's career. He endorsed or his nomination. He endorsed him and that he won the South Carolina primary and the rest is history. But soon after Joe Biden won the primary, Clyburn said that he wanted to see an African-American chosen as his running mate. And then a month later, Clyburn said, well, that's not necessarily the case that we have a black woman. It's not a must. And then just last week, Clyburn tried to turn tables again and said that we don't necessarily need an African-American vice president. He'd be more inclined to have a African-American Supreme Court pick. That would be more important. So I think they sent him out. As a trial balloon to try to gauge the reaction if Joe Biden doesn't pick a black woman. And I don't think he is. I've been saying it for weeks on the radio here that I think it's going to be Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Interesting. So, I mean, a couple things here. Help me clear this up, right? Tammy Duckworth is a woman of color, but she's not African-American. She's not black. Neither's Kamala
That's
Harris, right?
That's that's a good one. I think she's black. Yeah, she's black.
Yeah, but she's not. She's not African American. Her dad was from Jamaica, and her mother is Asian. Correct?
That is correct.
So I mean, technically, we're playing semantics here. He wants to get a female minority on the ticket, not necessarily an African American. So all Warren has to do is bring up the whole tribal thing again, right?
And she's good to go. Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
exactly. Yeah, I think, Duckworth, you know, she's Asian descent. She despises the president. She is a war hero. She has a couple of purple hearts. So I think she'd be a good attack dog for Joe Biden against Trump.
You remember the good old days, Chris, when the vice presidential pick needed to be from a state that you needed to win. Clearly, Karen Bass would is Bass the one from Florida?
She's from California.
Who's the one? Wasn't there a candidate from Florida they were considering? Like, you don't need
Val Demings.
Val Demings. So maybe Val Demings fits that profile. Certainly Tammy Duckworth doesn't, because she's from Illinois, that he's going to win anyway. Kamala Harris and Karen Bass are from California, which he's going to win anyway. Well, I don't even know where Susan Rice is from, but I don't get that. The whole landscape has changed here on how you pick a VP.
Yeah, I think that whole dynamic of trying to pick someone to balance the ticket, either geographically or ideologically, I think that is gone. I think now you pick someone that's going to help you if you're not as popular as you need to be, like Hillary Clinton. You pick someone that's more popular than you are. I think now it's just someone to help you get the vote out. It's not necessarily demographic or ideological anymore.
I was going to say Clinton flunked that one all the way around, didn't she? Picking Tim Kaine, a senator nobody'd ever heard of, and then a limp noodle on top of that.
I bet you could ask 10 people right now who was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, and 9 people could not tell you.
My suspicion is that was all intentional, right? She was going to get her somebody that wasn't going to overshadow her or act like Bill.
Well, and I think a little bit of the old school calculation came into play, too. You know, Tim Kaine is from Virginia. Virginia back in 2016 was trending kind of purplish. Now I think it's all the way blue. So I think some geographic considerations came to play a little bit, too.
Well, that's a good point, which, of course, brings us back to the thing we haven't talked about yet today, which is the primary election. Yeah, I was joking earlier. Somebody said I was stammering all over the place, like when Fonzie used to have to try to utter the word love, he couldn't get the word out. I said, when I go to the polls today and I want a Democrat ballot, I'm hoping I have a button I can push and I don't actually have to say it.
You know what? Ironically, I was listening to Rick Stream on our sister station yesterday, and he said that they have a new system now that the person that doesn't even know what ballot you take anymore. You press a button or something, and it prints out whatever ballot that you choose. So no one knows what ballot you take anymore.
There you go. And there's no permanent record of it, and you haven't changed parties. It's an open primary. So I'm hoping everybody who's responded to me so far, at least in St. Louis County and city, both on text and on Facebook, has gone and done that. They've gone and they've taken a Democratic ballot, and they're trying to have an impact in this primary.
Mark, I think you may have convinced me. I'm right now looking out the window at my polling place that I'm going to go vote as soon as we're finished, and I think I'm going to take a Democratic ballot.
Let's work on that, and I also have some key other questions for you about hair when we come back. Can you hold on?
I'm probably the wrong man to ask that question, but sure.